Emily Liddell.
And I'm Kyle Kajadorian.
And you're listening to another episode of The Accessible Stall.
Hey, Emily.
Hey, Kyle.
What are we going to talk about today?
Oh, you threw me off my game. You usually just say, what are we going to talk about today, Emily?
I felt like changing it up. It's been a while.
Wow. Okay, so now that I just need to regroup my thoughts entirely. No, so today we're going to talk about awareness and do we need it and why?
Oh, boy. What is awareness? I'm not aware of what awareness is.
Would you like me to increase me your awareness?
I would. Can you please increase my awareness?
I think awareness is a super loaded term. I don't actually know what it means. You know what? I don't have an answer to that question. And by the end of this episode, I would like to figure out exactly how to define awareness, because technically, awareness simply means that you have a consciousness of something, but I'm not really sure what having a consciousness of a disability accomplishes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. This all stemmed from the fact that it was World CP Day 2017 recently. So for all of the people out there that listen to us that have CP, happy day. And, you know, it's just one of those things that we all love to celebrate for a day. We all like to be like, oh, happy CP day. But I find it ultimately very hollow because I feel like I'm actually very conflicted with CP in particular, because I agree with you that most awareness is like vapid. Because, like, who needs to be made more aware of, like, breast cancer, for example? Susan G. Komen's a horrible charity. They do it every year, and every year people wear pink and then do nothing else, and they think they're helping. But with CP Day, it's, like, it's so common, and no one knows how common it is, and no one even knows what it is or what it does to a person. So the awareness is necessary. But I think more than personal awareness, you need, like, medical awareness. Like, doctors don't know what to do with us. Average Joe's knowing what CP is nice, I guess, but it's really not even half the battle, especially when you become an adult.
I have like 100 things I want to say to that right now, because you brought up so many things I want to talk about.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I just unloaded and I'm not even done. Go
no,
on.
No, it's great. No, it's great.
No, please go. Please. One by one. Let's go.
So wait, let me like say all the things that I want to address, and then we'll try to make sure that we double back. So first of all, I have a question about the nature of it being celebratory. Second of all, I want to talk about the whole, like, wear pink for breast cancer and why I feel like that's so frustrating. And the third thing is you talked about medical awareness. So there is a lot to
unpack here.
Yeah.
I feel like anyone listening is not going to understand why we enjoy that phrase so much, because up until like the last three episodes, Emily has said that in every episode. So now it's a big joke.
I mean, it feels just the most accurate description of what we're trying to do. We're like pulling these metaphorical things out of a box, examining them. I'm like making the motion of pulling things out of a box
right now. Yeah.
So, can we remember that list of three things long enough to touch on all of them?
Probably not, but go on.
So, the first thing...
You said celebratory was first.
Yes, exactly. So, the reason that I wanted to talk about that is because that is a really interesting, like, the fact... And I noticed this, too, because I am friends with a ton of people with cerebral palsy on Facebook. And everything is, like, happy World CP Day, and it's celebratory is not a thing that I associate with most awareness days. And so is that unique unto certain disabilities? And if so, why is this whole thing seen as celebratory for you? Are you celebrating your existence? Are you celebrating making people aware of your existence? What is it?
The answer to your question is yes. Honestly, I'm not even being funny. The answer to your question, it's both. I mean, I find it kind of silly, but it's lighthearted enough where it's not doing anything harmful, really. So I just see that as like a day where, you know, you make people aware about CP. People don't know about CP. Disability people know about CP. Everyone in the disability community knows someone with CP. It's a very common disability in the disability community. That's because it's a very common disability in the world. It's 3 in 1,000 and no one knows about it. Nobody knows about it. I know you know about that, Emily. You know the feeling when you have to bring up Larson syndrome, but at least you have the benefit of that being rare. CP is common. CP is very common. And so, you know, it's like, oh, we're here. Happy day. But, you know, for me, it's mostly harmless. So it's all in good fun.
I think the word celebratory struck me in particular because, first of all, a lot of people would obviously perceive having a disability as something to pity. And here we all are being like, happy CP day, you know? So that's the first thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I guess the other thing is like a lot of other awareness days are so focused on negative things that you just don't want to celebrate, like breast cancer awareness, you know. And then the other thing, too, is like this month, October, is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. And I understand the intent behind it. But my question is, so we're basically asking employers to be more aware of hiring disabled people, right? But it's all like, we're celebrating National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Okay, but what about the other 11 months out of the year?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I hear you, but I think that the purpose of that is to call attention to a specific issue in a certain time so that you could sort of focus the world's attention on it for a while. And I get that. But at the same time, you know, it shouldn't go out the window at the end of October. You know, it's like, okay, we did it. Halloween's over. Okay, we can move on to the next thing. And that's what we do. And it's a shame. You know, it's sort of like, what's the cause now?
Yeah. And believe me, I'm not against raising awareness for the need to have more inclusive workplaces. In no way am I saying that it's a bad thing. But I think that having awareness days and awareness months after a while, I just wonder if they start to feel a little too arbitrary and redundant? And are they accomplishing anything? Or is it just like a friendly reminder, nudge, nudge, pay attention, change your Facebook profile photo, etc.?
I mean, I don't know. I think when it comes to disability, it's a little different than when it comes to like disease. Because I don't find World CP Day particularly important, but I can understand how somebody with CP totally would. The part that I find important about it is there must be more awareness. It's shockingly common. Like, that's the thing. And, you know, I want it to get to a point where I'm sick of seeing everywhere and sick of seeing green everywhere in the same way I'm sick of seeing pink everywhere. That's where I want that to be. It'll never be there. Like, I don't think, but
I mean, you actually pointed to my next point about, you know,
I'm trying to make you remember
it's branding just, thing.
Just doing what you asked.
Much appreciated. But at the same time, I have a couple more points I want to talk about related to our first point. I guess just in general, something that I noticed is it's for a day, everyone is like, hey, it's so-and-so awareness day. Be aware of it. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, moving on. But how can we really take advantage of stuff like that and turn it into something educational? I have a friend who has CP. I actually met her at a concert several years ago, and we've since stayed in touch, and we've actually gone to concerts together. That's neither here nor there, just a fun fact, because all disabled people like to hang out with each other. And she takes the whole idea of CP awareness and turns it into like a month-long educational series of social media posts.
Do I know this person?
I don't think so, actually, but she's really great.
I'd like to.
Yeah, I'll introduce you.
The thing, you raise a really good point because, like, the whole point of awareness campaigns is to make you more aware, right? But, like, the day comes and now you're aware. But it's usually followed up with a whole lot of absolutely nothing. There's no substance to it. And that's why, for us, it's like a benign celebratory day where it's like, hey, we're still here. But what it could be, to your point and to your friend's point, is something exactly like what you just described, where, I mean, you're going to need more than a day, but, you know, March is CP Awareness Month, and so take the month of March and do every single day, do something like, oh, here's a video about why having CP sucks, here's a video about why it's actually pretty cool sometimes, here's a video about pain, here's a video about speech impediments, blah, 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 because it's such a broad spectrum in terms of disability that I think you need that. I really do.
Well,
there's not enough.
I mean, on the one hand, I don't want to say like it's your job to educate everyone about it. But on the other hand, you know, if you really want awareness to stick and then move beyond awareness, then you're going to have to do something about it.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've talked about this. I love educating people. I do. I really do. I think it's my favorite thing. Like when I see someone get something, it's like, yeah. But my problem, because I'm lauding it, so I have to be fair to the other side. My problem with World CP Day is that it inadvertently puts people with CP up on a pedestal. It's a cool in-joke if you have CP, but if you're a parent or a lover or a caregiver or a caretaker or anything that's not the individual themselves, you know, it's like, oh, I bought this shirt because I love someone with CP today. And it's like, I get it. And this is the only day of the year where that's even remotely acceptable. So I get why you do it today. It's World CP Day. I totally understand. But
doesn't it also kind of make you feel like a charity case at all, depending on...
Yeah. It's like, dude, I want to... I don't... You know when I know we'll have achieved CP enlightenment is when there doesn't need to be a World CP Day anymore. You know, World CP Day is run by one of the best CP charities in the world. CPA in Australia, Cerebral Palsy Alliance. Their tactics are questionable. I know someone's going to say that. I know. But they get stuff done and it's good stuff. They put out a lot of information. They put out a lot of content. It's all generally very good. But they put out this video for World CP Day and it was... Oh, so frustrating. It was like so close. They almost had it. It was this video of a globe and it zoomed into every country with someone with CP. And it was, first of all, it was a whole bunch of individuals with CP and I was very hopeful. And then it started zooming in on it and it's like, oh, my son has CP and he makes my world. It's like, yeah, of course he does. He's your son. It's not because he has CP.
This happens all the time. Like with Down syndrome. I know, but
it just dilutes it. It just dilutes it. It makes it worthless. Of course you love your son, you idiot. What's wrong with you?
Like for Down syndrome awareness, I remember a couple of years ago, they released this whole ad campaign or like PSA thing where it was a woman with Down syndrome narrating the advertisement about how she lives a totally normal life, but then it had a famous actress.
Oh my God, the Olivia Wilde thing.
Yes.
Oh my God. That's another thing. It was almost there.
I was like so furious about that. And even some people who I feel like usually understand the whole disability thing were giving me crap for being angry at that ad. And I'm like, this is doing nothing to further education or awareness. It's basically just saying that disabled people aspire to be non-disabled models and actresses.
I think that's taking it a little literally, but I was in your corner for when that rolled around.
Well, no, I mean, I obviously had a more nuanced argument against it than that, you know.
Oh, and your third point, by the way, was how I brought up medical awareness, as long as we're all trying to still remember what I was saying.
Oh, good. We'll definitely get to that. But, like, the other thing...
Oh, sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Like, there's just so much to unpack.
So much to unpack here.
Yes. So I think the other thing, too, is I always say, and I'm kind of just having this revelation now, like, oh, we need to move from awareness to acceptance. But no, I think right now we need to move from awareness to education, because when I was in college, I remember being very, very angry because Disability Awareness Week just was this series of a waste of events on my campus. I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast before, but I actually had one of the resident assistants in my building ask me if she could use my wheelchair for an awareness event and let other people ride it around. And that was infuriating to me on like 96 different levels. And so I got real fired up about how awareness is a waste of time. And it was also juxtaposed with Alcoholism Awareness Week. And So I wrote an op-ed for the newspaper where I was like, listen, guys, you know, I understand that you want people to be aware of disability, but you also want people to be aware of alcoholism. And it sounds like you're saying that both of them are a problem.
I think you did mention that in the college episode, but it certainly bears repeating here because it sort of focuses around the issue, right? I think the people who ask you to borrow your wheelchair for a demonstration are the exact people who need awareness. Like, you know, if you take a wheelchair away from somebody who uses their wheelchair to get around, then what you're doing is you're taking away their ability to get around. That's a lack of awareness.
My spare wheelchair. Not my spare. Like, I had a manual and a power wheelchair, and she was like, can I just borrow your manual wheelchair for a little while? No, you may not borrow my expensive piece of medical equipment for your stupid event.
Right, but that's still a lack of awareness. It's slightly less bad. Sure, okay, I'm glad you gave her that little olive branch. But, like, still, you know, it's not that much better.
But the thing is that I'm so busy railing on about, oh, we don't need awareness. We need to move from awareness to acceptance. But the reality is we need to move from awareness to education because, okay, you're aware of me. Now what? Like, maybe you need to have some greater understanding. And awareness does not equal understanding.
Acceptance is at the end of awareness. Acceptance is the last step. You're done. If you have acceptance, you don't need awareness anymore. That's...
You have reached end of the path of enlightenment.
For disability, I mean, it's different for disease, like we said. But, like, strictly for disability, like, when you're done with that, when you have acceptance, there's absolutely nothing you need an awareness day for anymore.
Well, I don't know if that's entirely true, because you can be accepting of disabled people and still be a complete jerk around them.
Yeah.
It's, like, that's accidentally.
That's just being a jerk. Yeah, okay. All right. You're right. So that's why we still have...
You need education. No matter what, you need education.
Absolutely. And that's probably exactly why we still have months for alcoholism, for example. Everyone knows it's bad.
But why is it alcoholism awareness? Why isn't it alcoholism education month?
Because that would imply having to do something, Emily. Everyone likes to just feel good. So if they change their profile picture to some, you know, color filter, they're going to be like, I'm helping, and you're not helping.
Thank you for giving me my transition to my next thing.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated, boo. Like, stop buying pink things. Oh my god. I mean, in general, maybe I'm just bitter because Larson syndrome really doesn't have a color because...
Oh, you're mad.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
CP is a color. It's pretty great.
Yeah, I know. You guys are green. But really, what does wearing green accomplish? Because green is also the color for St. Patrick's Day. It is also the color for environmentalism. Like, what does it accomplish?
Well, okay, Emily, but there's only like 12 colors. But also, you know, CP Awareness Month is in March, okay, and green is our color. I mean, someone didn't think that through. I'd like to take whoever thought that out and bring them out to the barn and maybe shoot them, because that's dumb. But yeah, no, you're right. Colors, I mean, the most that they do is show somebody that's walking down the street a bit of solidarity, and you're taking that with a grain of salt because they could just also be happening to be wearing the color that your cause is for, you know? But that's about it.
It just feels, I think you used the word hollow before, right?
Yes, I did.
And it feels hollow to me. I mean... Or, like, around World AIDS Day in December in high school, they would have us all wear red, and they would have an assembly where the choir sang songs, and we watched videos, and we gave a presentation. Is any of this registering? Because we all had to wear red, are we really aware of the actual consequences of unprotected sex?
I think that when you wear a color, and I know I've on wearing a color before on the Women's Day episode, and my views haven't changed, but I will concede that I think that if somebody's wearing a color on a designated day and they know what day it is, then you can look at that person and go, okay, you're an ally. I don't need to, you're not the person who this is for. This is for everyone who doesn't wear the color, but that's dumb too. I don't know. I agree with you. It's dumb. Even when I try to justify it, I can't.
Okay, here's another super egregious example. Light it up blue, autism speaks.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's going to be, we're going to get half love and half hate for that.
Hate me if you will, but I think they're the
worst. I don't like autism speaks. I don't like autism speaks either. I know.
They're the worst offenders, other than breast cancer. They really are. I mean, literally, they get the Empire State Building to light it up blue, and yet your awareness of people wearing the color blue does nothing. You know what it does? Literally nothing. You know what would be better? If we would educate people about autism.
Yeah, spend the money you spend lighting up the Empire State Building blue on, like, anything else, and you'll do a better job. You'd do a better
job.
Not
a cure.
Yeah, but, like, even if you research the cure, like, even that is, like, more useful than a light bulb.
That depends on who you're talking to.
It's not more useful. It's more useful than a light bulb. Even if you disagree with it, which I do.
Oh, yeah, but they sell blue light bulbs, right?
probably.
No, they do. I've seen them in, like, Home Depot.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. You know when you want to, like, light your house kind of in a mood lighting situation? The blue one becomes for Autism Speaks or something, I think.
Yeah, but I hate that because I like the color blue and I don't like Autism Speaks. So, like, leave me out of this.
Same goes for pink. I find it completely infuriating. I mean, I think that if you are a cancer survivor who has come to embrace the color, then I have no right to step all over you for doing that. But the people who think that they are doing a good deed because they bought something pink and the money goes to the Susan G. Komen breast cancer
it's a horrible organization,
too. Like, are you kidding me? It does nothing. It does next to nothing. It does actually nothing.
I know, and we're gonna get comments because we always do, because we did one on the Women's Day episode too. Someone's gonna be like, "Well, actually," I'm like, "No, dude, you well actually, okay?" Because, you know, when I go out and buy chocolate syrup and the little cap where the syrup comes out is pink for breast cancer, all that's doing is making me look at that bottle of chocolate syrup and go, "Huh, it's not saving a life."
Yeah,
and I know all about breast cancer. I know it's terrible. I like, you know. Because every year, the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
You know all about breast cancer? Okay, please tell me.
Nobody knows more about breast cancer better than me. No, I don't. But my point is, I don't. And yet, every year, I know when the pink color month is. I don't even know what month it is, but boy, do I know when it happens. That's my point. Like, you would think, after all this time that has passed, that we've seen these pink ribbons and caps of chocolate syrup bottles, that you and I, Kyle and Emily, would know so much about breast cancer that we'd be able to recite an essay about it to someone on the street, and yet we don't, because awareness campaigns with colors are...
Oh my god, that's exactly right. Like, it's become innocuous. It's become utterly...
stupid. Dumb.
I don't know what I was... I don't know. I was going to say arbitrary.
Laughable. Arbitrary. You're on the color pink.
No, but it's just like... I get that you're trying to support a good cause. It might even be this month. I don't know.
Oh, it
How is am it? I failing so miserably at knowing? You know why I'm failing?
No, that's not your failing, Emily. Yeah, it's stupid. This is exactly why it's stupid. You were right when you said what you said before. Anyway, so that was point two our three-point plan.
But are we done ranting?
I don't know. I think awareness campaigns tied to colors are stupid. I think awareness campaigns are important, but if all you have to show for it is a color, you have failed at life. Get a different hobby. It's dumb. It's stupid. Go away.
I feel really bad if we have any, like, marketers listening to us whose job is to
You should feel that. Bad. You should feel bad. Take it from somebody who's a marketer. It sucks.
So, okay, now that we just took a crap all over color awareness,
colors are a social construct. No, they're not.
You know, I feel like it did used to mean something until pinkwashing happened. I think there was a time in our lifetimes where this was just starting to become a thing and it wasn't so arbitrary.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? I don't blame them for genericizing themselves, because they got so big that they didn't know what to do with it, literally, so they just put it on everything. Like, if that's your charity, I mean, I know it's a bad charity. I know that. But if you're the head of that before it got bad, like, you're going to think you hit the lottery. Like, that's exactly what you want. You wouldn't dream of that amount of awareness. But the fact of the matter is, it's hollow, because all we know is, oh, look, that thing's pink. We don't know anything about breast cancer.
Yeah, and not for nothing, but I feel like every pink item that is sold should come with a guide to breast self-examination.
Oh my god, yeah. But that would be useful, so they'll never do that.
Because, to be quite honest, like, until my mom said to me one day, she's like, "Are you feeling your boobs every once in a while to make sure that you don't have cancer?" I'm like, "You know what, Mom? That's a great point."
Similarly, was, like, No Shave November. That's for testicular cancer. I went, like, most of my life knowing about No Shave November, but having zero clue that it was for testicular cancer. Like, none. I just thought it was a thing that men did in November.
Yeah, and you need to, what, like, go get, or, like, go getting, like, a prostate exam or something like that, or, like...
Yeah, yeah. And that's great, but no one knows that. And I don't think I'm not going to say no one knows it because I didn't know it, but I really think that most men don't know that. I think that most men just think it's cool.
Oh, or we have to have talked about this before, but the ice bucket challenge for ALS.
Yeah, but that was...
Although that raised a little different. So much money.
That raised so much money that the charity, bless their heart, doesn't know what to do with it. still years later. So, yeah, I mean, but that's a little bit different because that was a hitch that took off like wildfire. That was just a hunch, rather.
I just wish that any campaign like that was also associated with education. Awareness and gimmicks are exhausting and useless.
Yeah, but and I'm not even, it's not even that gimmicks are like bad, right? Because you need that. You need, that's the hook that you need to get the attention of somebody to bring them into the awareness. But if you're not following that up with the education, you're just being coy and cute. Like, it's not, it's nothing.
Yeah,
it's
like,
fluff.
What
it's
a, are it, you doing with your gimmick?
It's a cake with just icing and no cake. It's just like, there's nothing. It's,
oh, and not for nothing, but I don't really like icing, so that would be the worst cake ever.
Yeah, word.
That would just be a container of icing.
Exactly. Shaped into a cake. The third thing I said was medical awareness. And I think CP is I know the disability community like has a love-hate relationship with medical stuff, and I get that as somebody in it, but like CP needs medical attention in a huge, big, massive way, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, this goes for disability in general. I mean, I realize there are a subset of issues that are unique to CP, but everything from etiquette when it comes to working with a patient with a disability to understanding the complexities and nuances of a disabled body, I think that that's the type of awareness that we need. And again, that's really not awareness, that's education. But there is nothing that puts me or makes me feel more ill at ease than an unaware doctor. And I'm not saying for me, like, it's different for me than it is for you, because if a doctor does not know what cerebral palsy is, that's like red flag. Why do you have your medical degree? But if a doctor doesn't know what Larson syndrome is, like, I'm more willing to be like, okay, it's really rare, so I get that you don't know what it is. But there's something to be said for having an understanding of how to work with patients with disabilities. And that's where I think awareness campaigns could focus their effort. And yet I don't feel like they do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because that's, I mean, it's not funny, but it's like funny because that in particular is, if there was one puzzle piece missing from this whole mess, it's that. It's like, we're a population of people who probably needs to go to a doctor more often than people without disabilities. I don't know if that's true, but it wouldn't surprise me in the least. And yet something like 80% of all new medical grads have never spoken to a patient with a disability. Like, how are you even, that should be in your schooling. Etiquette for a population that will frequent the doctor more than any other kind of people, probably. Why is that not part of your curriculum?
Do you know what scene I really want to break into and I really can't figure out how? I want to speak to medical students. Like, I did it like a little bit with my mom when we were younger, like about Larson syndrome. Like, I know when I was younger, like, we filmed some kind of a video for some medical students or whatever, but I mean, I talked to a lot of occupational therapy classrooms and stuff like that. Actually, never a physical therapy classroom, so hit me up, PT professors. But more than anything, I want to talk to future medical professionals to be like, hi, I'm a real patient you're going to need to handle someday, and here's how you do it without being an asshole about it.
Yeah.
Can we market ourselves for that?
Let's do it, man. But the reason I bring up that for CP in particular, and I know it's like that for every disability, but it just so happened to be CP Day, is that, you know, and I don't think this what I'm about to say is unique to CP either, but CP is a medical condition that has just vast oceans of information if you're under 18, and then when you're over 18, it's just gone. It's gone. No one knows anything about CP adults with CP. I almost said CP adults, that identity first language. But nobody knows anything. And it's like, our birthday was yesterday. What happened? You know, nothing changed in the 24 hours between the last day of 17 and the first day of 18. But and yet, the medical knowledge is just, it's sparse. And I'm not going to it entirely. It's, there are some things, and some of those things are very important, and very slowly but surely there are more trickling out, and I'm so grateful for it, it's not even funny. But, like, I shouldn't have to, like, it shouldn't be, like, the third coming of Christ when a new paper about adults with CP is published. It shouldn't be a huge deal, and yet in this community it is. It's like, oh my god, check this out, holy something happened. Look, we can detect it 6 months earlier, isn't that cool? And then there's some people who don't think that's cool, but I think that's cool, you know, and it's like, yeah. I mean, that's not for adults, but, like, that did just
happen. Isn't that disability in general, like, everything is so incremental when it comes to medicine? I don't know. And I understand that it's a lot for doctors to keep up with every disability, but I don't think it would hurt to have a working knowledge of certain disabilities. And so while we're all busy selling our pink frosted cupcakes and our green tinted t-shirts, there are legitimate issues that we could be solving.
If the revelation for cerebral palsy making it increasing my quality of life in whatever way that you hearing this deems best for you, because it might be different for me if you also have CP, you know, if that doesn't happen in my lifetime or in your lifetime, you know, what's the point? I mean, I know the point is for the next generation or for two after that, but I don't think it's totally unreasonable to want something that stemmed from some problem that, you know, I didn't know about, like my being in pain. Like, that was, I learned that 3 years ago, and no doctor knows about it. If I tell them that, oh yeah, half of people with CP lives in chronic pain, they go, oh really? It's like, no, you should know that before I knew that, right? But I don't think it's unreasonable to want an increase in your quality of life within your lifetime. And that goes for any disability. And that doesn't have to be medical, although for me it pretty much is. But that's something, whatever that is for you, is something that can be the result of awareness campaigns, but instead we're just frosting our cupcakes pink.
Well, I think that's the problem, is like, we lump all of this stuff into the category of awareness, but awareness is so many different things. It could be awareness of how to prevent a fatal disease like breast cancer or AIDS, or it could be awareness that you are not alone in the universe and there are other people out there like you. It could be awareness on the fact that, hey, disabled people exist and maybe don't treat them like an imbecile or someone who is less than human, you know, act like a person around them. Or it could be awareness like, hey, you're a doctor, you're going to have to see disabled people. Here's how you treat disabled people. I mean, there's just so many aspects of awareness. And I don't think that most awareness campaigns ever get to the heart of any of those issues.
Yeah. By the way, while we're on the subject, is there something that you know about Larson syndrome that you think other people should know about Larson syndrome?
That's a great question. I don't know. For me, it would mostly be what I want doctors to know. But I don't know. I guess maybe a lot of people see someone with a disability and automatically assume that they, like, are paralyzed or don't have feeling in certain parts of their body. And I want people to recognize that Larson syndrome, while it does involve your spine, it's not a paralyzing disorder, and it's not a disorder that affects feeling.
I didn't even know that. And I know you. I mean, I know you feel, but I just, you know.
Yeah, like, it can affect many things, and it manifests differently in different people. And in certain instances, some of the symptoms of it, if they are severe enough, can be fatal. Like, I know of a little boy who had the heart defect issue that came with it, and he passed away. So, but yeah, a lot of people, like, their first question, and this is just like a disability thing in general. Like, if you see someone in a wheelchair, you're just like, oh, they must have been injured, or they must have no feeling from the waist down. And that's not true of all disabilities. I don't know. But like, then the other things are such little things that that's why I don't know that Larson Syndrome Awareness Day would be useful. Honestly, it would be more useful for me on a level of like, I get so excited when I know that other people with my disability exist. So for me, it would be more celebratory than anything else.
Well, that's why we like World CP Day. My thing about CP is, I learned this through a former employer, and this is totally true, and it's scary. But as long as we're on breast cancer, or breast cancer awareness, excuse me, I'm on breast cancer too. Cancer sucks, cancer. If you're a woman with CP and you have breast cancer, and you get diagnosed with breast cancer, you are 3 times more likely to die from it. Not because of CP, just because you are, by virtue of having it and the you know, things that does to your life. So inaccessibility in general, for instance, because you are less likely to then go to a doctor, you are likely to die from it simply because of inaccessibility and lack of medical knowledge. And that is because of CP. I'm doing air quotes, but not because of CP. But it's true that if you have CP and you get breast cancer and you're somebody with breasts that you, well, everyone has breasts, but it's specifically women, that you're 3 times more likely to die from it. And that's scary.
Well, while we're on the subject of breast cancer, and I
check your boobs, yeah, everybody.
Yeah, but also, like, everybody, because men can get breast cancer, too. And that's another thing, like, that's why it needs to be education and not awareness, because we have pinkwashed the crap out of breast cancer. And so that means that, you know, a guy is probably less likely to be on the lookout for that.
Sort of semi-related, but prostate cancer is, like, way more prevalent than breast cancer. And yet, like I said before, we don't get a color. We just, you know, I'm not saying that it's more important just because it's more prevalent, but I'm just saying, like, it's weird how the marketing of one charity has infiltrated the awareness market.
I don't think anyone's ever going to replicate what the whole pinkwashing thing has done.
Oh, no. You know, and I think that at this point, it's actually gotten too big for its own good, like you were saying earlier. I think that they just achieve so much success that they literally don't know what to do with it. Although I don't like them as a charity, I can sort of see why that's not an enviable position to be in.
Does prostate cancer have a color?
I don't know. Probably, but I don't know.
I mean, that says something in and of itself when you don't even have a color association with it. But also, I don't need a color to tell me to check my boobs.
Yeah, but like you said before, do you know too? I mean, I know you do, but like, when did you learn that? Probably a little later than you should have.
From my mother, and I don't think we have it anymore, but for a very long time in our shower, we had a sign hanging up that showed you how to do a breast self-examination. And I think that kind of piqued my curiosity one day. So I was like, oh, I should do that. I should make sure that I'm okay. And, you know, my mom also talked to me about it and things like that. But that card in my bathroom did not have a stitch of pink on it. It was purely scientific preventative information.
Good. I know it's marketing. I know you got to make stuff look pretty. Otherwise, people won't pay attention to it. But, like, still.
There's a strategic way to do that, though. And the strategy has been lost.
Yeah, I'm totally with you, Ben.
So, at the end of all this, do we even know what awareness really means? Or can we come to some kind of consensus on our feelings about awareness?
I think you summed it up pretty nicely before, actually, when you said that awareness has multiple meanings depending on the kind of disability that you're raising awareness for. Like how you said that you're the kind of awareness you care about is actually knowing that other people with Larson syndrome exists, and how you get all giddy and excited when you see someone. So in that respect, a Larson syndrome day would be beneficial to you. Whereas for me, it's like, yeah, CP is a thing. Awesome. And I'm all about that too, because it's so common. But also, I really do care more about medical research than just knowing I have CP. I don't care. I already know I have CP. I don't need a day to remind myself. And I guess I would say, too, that I really do think awareness campaigns are absolutely necessary. I think, you know, if you're someone who really thinks they're useless, you're a bit of a cynic. But I think that the reason that you became cynical, if you're one of those people, is because they're so often followed up with absolutely nothing else to show for it. And that is the problem, not the awareness itself.
Or they're just done very poorly. I think that there are so many attempts at awareness out there, and I could probably rattle off a ton of them, that ultimately don't accomplish what they set out for.
Yeah.
And that's what really gets me about awareness campaigns. And for the people who have listened this far, I'd be interested to have people share with us what awareness campaigns they think were successful versus the ones that kind of fell flat.
I agree. And we'll try to find some to put in the video description, in the podcast description, in the show notes. Do you have any final takeaways?
Yeah. Stop focusing on just awareness and stop saying that it has to be all about acceptance, because then you're missing the crucial step in the middle, which is education. So I am now going to be all for education.
Yeah, I echo that 100%. I said it before, most awareness campaigns are like a cake made only out of icing, no substance. And I think that that's more of a problem than the campaign itself. Usually, I mean, there are some bad campaigns out there, of course, and there's some, you know, but I think that usually with such a thing that your hearts are in the right place. And I get that. But, you know, it ultimately falls flat for lack of follow through more than anything else.
I think it could be the flip side if we're going with the cake comparison, where it's the cake without the icing, too, because that's an incomplete cake. And that's often what happens with awareness, is that it's very half-baked.
You're right. You're absolutely right. There you go. Baking metaphors, everybody. Oh, man.
Now accepting pink frosted cupcakes, please. I would love a cupcake.
Yeah, like with buttercream icing, please. If you could do
buttercream that. Buttercream makes me feel kind of sick. I like Betty Crocker icing.
You're terrible. I will eat buttercream icing. Feel free to send it to our P.O. box that isn't real yet.
I usually pick the icing off my cake. I usually just eat the cake.
Please, you are the worst person I've ever met in my life.
Like, if it's an ice cream cake, I just eat the ice cream.
Oh, well, that's different, because ice cream is better than cake. Like, ice cream cake is, like, don't ruin two good things by making it one bad thing.
But if it's a cake, I usually don't like the frosting. Except in very specific circumstances, like, if it's, like, a coconut cake, then I'll eat the frosting.
Do you like coconut?
Love coconut.
Me too. And on that note, I am Kyle, she is Emily. This has been another episode of The Accessible Stall.
Thanks so much for listening.
See you next time. Bye.